In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning, the letter to the Hebrews talks about the saints of the Old Testament. You know, that's a concept which is not really familiar to many of us, to think of the saints of the Old Testament, even though in the Old Mass, there are a couple of feast days of the Old Testament saints. The one that comes right to my mind right now would be the Feast of the Holy Maccabees. And within the Eastern churches, they have more feasts of the Old Testament saints. The ones that are listed in the letter to the Hebrews, Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, and Samuel, and the prophets, and the letter talks about all of the marvelous things that they did. By faith conquered kingdoms, did what was righteous, obtained the promise. They closed the mouths of lions, put out raging fires, escaped the devouring sword. And then something very interesting. Out of weakness, they were made powerful. Because many of these, you know, certainly David was not perfect. And if we look at Samson wasn't perfect either. You look what happened to him, Delilah, you know, ends up being blinded and all of those things. But out of weakness, they were made powerful. And the same thing is true of many of the saints of the New Covenant. You know, St. Paul, no great shakes, neither was St. Peter, or the James and John, or Thomas, or Augustine, or, you know, we could go through a list of all of the saints and see, you know, just how, you know, they didn't start out great, but it was through the power of God that they were made powerful. And it was, as it was true of the Old Covenant, so it is true of the New Covenant. This is yet another reason why we have to stop thinking of the Old Covenant as something foreign to the New Covenant. It is a foreshadowing of the New Covenant. And the New Covenant is not something totally different from the Old Covenant. Rather, it is the Old Covenant perfected. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.